Let's get more on the big energy story from yesterday. You'll read about this in your papers today. Surrey Trading Standard say it's pleased about a record fine given to an energy supplier it prosecuted, but says that it's come 2 years too late for customers across the county who were ripped off. The County Council made history in 2011 when it won a case against Scottish and Southern Electricity, which had been all about deliberate mis-selling to customers across Surrey, promising cheaper bills, but it actually putting them on more expensive tariffs. The provider's been given the biggest fine ever of its kind, £10.5 million. Ian Marley is the managing director of the regulator Ofgem.
This is really a woeful catalogue of failures by the SSE management. What they were doing was allowing a culture of mis-selling to continue. They weren't doing enough to prevent sharp selling practices from their sales agents. That they actually provided misleading sales scripts. And really that meant that consumers were getting misleading and inaccurate information.
A spokesman for Scottish and Southern Energy, SSE, Alan Young, apologised to customers.
We're very sorry about the breaches that occurred, and as I say, we do want to apologise. What we were doing was not adequately telling people about the terms and conditions of their contract or adequately making sure that they had all of the information that they needed.
Let's speak now to Steve Playle, who's from Surrey Trading Standards. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, James.
Was there a lot of backslapping yesterday when this came through?
No, not at all, no. I think SSE got away with it, to be honest with you. £10.5 million, it's a drop in the ocean for them. They turn over billions of pounds in the group of companies they own, and they're just rubbing their hands, thinking we got away with it. They've committed loads of criminal offences, and now they can try and move on. The only downside for SSE, of course, is that their reputation is completely shot to pieces.
Pretty frustrating when you hear these stories. How many people contacted you?
In relation to the complaint? Well,
yeah,
we had quite a few complaints. About 3 or 4 years ago, we were getting lots of complaints about the energy sector, not just SSE, but some of the other companies as well. And we played around with it, and we tried to see what offences were being committed. And we just got very concerned about the sheer arrogance of the companies. You know, they refused to speak to us. We sent them letters. They refused to respond to us. So when we got this final complaint through about SSE, which just seemed to be the perfect complaint, and we started investigating, we realised quite early on that the company had been issuing sales scripts to all the salesmen who covered the whole country, not just Surrey. We're talking about the whole of the UK here. And the sales script was completely outrageous, completely misleading. And we just looked at each other and thought, well, we've got to do something about this. We were very conscious that there's a regulator. We have some concerns, it's fair to say, about the regulator's efficiency. They've taken a full 2 years since the criminal conviction we secured at Guildford Crown Court. And, you know, the regulator's there. They've got lots of staff. They've got lots of budgets. They do really need to be a lot tougher, in my opinion.
How much money were people losing?
It varied. It's very hard to quantify, and that's part of the problem. But we're talking, you know, a typical case could be, you know, 50, 100, perhaps £150 a year, which doesn't sound an awful lot, but when you multiply that by the millions of customers they've got, that's serious big bucks. There was lots of competition amongst the big six to try and get as much market share as possible, and, you know, the company stepped over the line. Let's make no mistake about that.
Now, I remember, I live in Woking, and I remember a bloke knocking at my door and trying to sell, and I won't buy anything on the doorstop it. Doorstep anyway.
Yep.
But the way he presented himself was, he said, I'm from the electricity board. And I just said, well, which one? And as soon as you sort of tried to delve into it a bit, and I was thinking, well, hang on, that's all right if you're a bit on the ball, but some people might just go, oh, you know, and sort of sign up immediately, and everyone gets worried.
Definitely.
And also, he was wearing a fluorescent as well.
Yeah. Companies try every trick in the book. The message from Surrey Trading Standards is very loud and clear. You know, never, ever deal with anyone who cold calls at your door. Anyone that cold calls, ask them to leave. If they won't go away, call Trading Standards. If you feel under threat, call the police and the police will respond.
Well, Steve, congratulations, but it's sort of muted, isn't it, really, I guess? But
No, it is. I mean, there's more to come. You know, the Ofgem have got another couple of cases to report on. I just don't know when that's going to be, but there's two of the other big six are still out there waiting to be reported on as far as mis-selling is concerned. You know, my advice to consumers is, you know, you can go online to shop around to get the best energy deal possible. Do that. I actually did it recently, and it was quite a straightforward process, I have to say, and I ended up saving about £100 a year, so it's worth spending some time.